Okay, we're holding in Hilchos Lashon Hara Klal Vav Lacha Yud. Avavish Shabirar Nita Kabbalah Lashon Hara Dahainu Lahakli Believer Shadavar Emes Osman Atayr. Even though we have explained that accepting Lashon Hara, which means that in your heart you really believe what is being said, it's Osman Atayr. Become a Kam Amr Chazal. However, the Gemara says in Nida, the lachash mihu boy, that to be concerned with the information, to be suspicious, is okay. Uveira davar, the tzarkla kamas davar v'derech shash v'alma, that you can accept the words that were said v'derech shash. Let's say somebody said, this fella's a ganef, or this guy is whatever. So really, you're not supposed to believe lashon hara, right? You're not allowed to believe lashon hara. However, I can have a suspicion if this fellow comes over to me and he wants to make a business deal with me. So achshash, I'm allowed to have. Hainu, rakadei lishmer tzatzmi menu, so that I can guard myself. Shlo yigilo hezekayado, so I don't get hurt, damaged by this person. You follow? In other words, I don't believe it. Can't be, but I'm not going to be, you know, an idiot and go and invest money with a guy that someone just told me is an embezzler. It's not that he's perhaps a ganef. No, he has a cheskes kashrus by me. And until I find out other information, the guy is an honest guy. However, the gabe my doing work with him or doing whatever to him, until I find out more information, I can be chayshish. Doesn't mean I'm not allowed to tell anybody else this. I'm not allowed to believe it. I should find out more information if I really, you know, I shouldn't just, you know, pass the shidduch for it, etc., etc. But be chayshish. Still should be nice to the guy and be a bal chesed to the guy, just like all other people amongst the Klal Yisrael. Kilo nigra erker ve'einenu aydei alishna bishna shum davar. His value has not lessened at all. Lishna bishna is Aramaic for lashon hara, because of this lashon hara at all. Raksha tayre hitira lachush lishna bishna. Okay, this is very tricky, Rabbi said. This is a little bit of a mind game here. In other words, He's becheskes kashrus al pi emes. He's an honest guy. You're not allowed to tell anybody. You can't assume that way, and therefore act towards him as if he's a ganef, etc., etc. In terms of your own being careful with yourself, that you're allowed to do. But lagavi everything else, you can't. Right? So, the Torah is just matter in lishmuras atzmo, to guard yourself acherim emuno. Okay, kasva paiskim nashamutu lachush. I know. What does it mean that you're allowed to be suspect? That if you may get damaged, if you're not going to hear or listen to the suspicion. Okay, so it's very, obviously very tricky over here. Alright, Yud-Aleph. Now, once we're talking about this idea of suspicion, that you're not allowed to believe it, you're allowed to suspect, there are a lot of things that one can fall into traps because of this. What is it? And therefore, I should really speak about it a lot, says the Chafetz Chaim. But this is not the place. This doesn't really fit in over here to make it lengthy. Come on, the last klal in Hilchos Lashon Hara, he says, I will speak about it in a more lengthy fashion. Ah, but what's the main rule that he's trying to get that? We're getting ready. What's he got to say? So he says, "Close with David." The Mashalim should talk lachish lishin visha hainu. Rakli inyan lishrutz atzmi anido. The only thing we said is okay. Guard yourself from the person that is being spoken of. Alva chasle shalom lasas lo shum meisa. But you can't do anything to him. I'll give you an example. You are his employer. Are you allowed to fire him based on this information? No, you can't fire him. You have to be more careful. Maybe I'm not gonna. I should watch out. Maybe I'm not gonna be as trusting, etc. But to get rid of him or to go ahead and make an action based on that, not allowed. Ligulam shem hezek or biyach over there, embarrass him, damage him. Go to lakadon in a big way or small way. Afilu him and lishna bishiyotz lovei day eight echad kosher shehedel of came of esden. Even if this lashon hara came about because one person said it in Besdin, Lo mahani rak l'shvua. The old story, right? What does an eid echad do? Just agav, right? Second, an eid echad comes in and says, Reuven owes Shimon money. So Reuven is not chayav to pay Shimon money. However, it is enough to obligate Reuven to take a shvua that he doesn't owe the money. So it's not that we believe the aid that Reuven owes the money, but rather it's enough to be mechayev a shvua, whatever that, you know, there's a lumdus behind that din. But here also, B'nai Echad says a lashon hara. So again, you can't do anything based on it. Wow, gamin atayra. You know that we read last week's parsha. Losisna chicha b'levavecha. You can't have any hate in your heart towards another Jew. And this Jew falls into that category. He's not a Russia. He's not someone who you're allowed to hate, chas v'shalom. He falls into this category of somebody who is a kosher Jew. Again, is a small heter. Be choishesh, be suspicious, behainu. To guard yourself, you be careful around this guy if you have business dealings or whatever else the case may be. Right? But kosher kein she'enu yochel lifter satzmei de'elish nabishim chiyubashim chiyavulot nidot. If you owe this guy money, you have to pay money. If you're obligated to do something for him, you're obligated to do something for him. In other words, don't use this as a heter, so to speak, you know, to get out of it. He gives a little seer on the bottom, whatever it may be. Tomorrow I'll mention to you. Okay, because time's up. All right, very good. Everybody have a great day. Thank you for coming.